Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
In the Gospel of Matthew, the account in life and ministry of Jesus records the conversation that Jesus had with his disciples concerning his identity. He asked them what others were saying about him. They told him that there were various thoughts. Some were claiming that he was John the Baptizer. According to Matthew's account, John had already been beheaded by Herod. Others were saying that he was one of the prophets. Elijah or Jeremiah were among those named. All the prophets had been dead for a long time. The people must have thought that Jesus was someone who had come back from the dead. But then Jesus asked the disciples the same question, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter spoke up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And all of the disciples said the same thing. That confession of the true identity of Jesus leads us into our scriptural study today. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. We hope you will share in our message from the Word of God on this edition of Moments.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt. I found peace that is so and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
The Apostle Peter was one who spoke up for himself and for all the apostles about the truth that Jesus is the Son of God. Many years later, Peter wrote letters to the church. And found in his letter is the identity of Jesus as the foundation stone or the cornerstone for the church. Jesus had told his apostles that upon the fact that he was not John the Baptizer, he was not Elijah, Jeremiah, or another of the prophets, but rather he was the Christ, that he would build his church. What he meant was that he would collect people from the world who believed in him to be the Son of God. Jesus did not erect a literal church building. What he did was to call all people from every nation to believe in him as the Son of God, the Savior of the world. So Peter is writing to the church, the people who by faith have confessed that Jesus is the Christ and have obeyed him in their faith, making him Lord of their lives. Peter describes the church as a building and Jesus as the cornerstone. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, he writes, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in the scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." Peter was reminding the followers of Christ that Jesus is the foundation of their faith. They would offer their sacrifices of praise to God, the Father, through the church's high priest, and that is Jesus Christ. I wonder if Peter was not thinking of that time when Jesus was asking those disciples about his identity, when he wrote these things about Jesus and the church. I suspect that Peter may have been reminding the very words of Jesus when he responded to that question. Jesus said, "I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." Peter knew that Jesus planned and purposed to assemble people who would believe the same as he did about Jesus. The Apostle Paul shared some of his thoughts about the church in these words. He writes to Christians, he says, "You are no longer foreigners or aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Fellow Christians, we have a firm foundation in Christ. He is our cornerstone. He is our rock. We do not rest our faith and hope upon anyone or anything else. Jesus Christ himself and his teachings form the foundation upon which we build our lives. We form our character not upon what others have taught and declared. Our moral convictions are based solely upon the truth that Jesus delivered to this world when he came. We make choices and decisions in life with consciousness of his will that we seek to accomplish. For as long as time will last upon this earth, Jesus will be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you are listening to this message and Jesus Christ is not your foundation, then we are inviting and urging you to come to faith in Jesus as the Son of the living God and the only Savior of the world. Jesus has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Because he is the risen Lord of heaven and earth, who has conquered death and the grave, he can make such a promise and keep it. If you need help finding faith in Jesus, please reach out to us today so we can begin building your life upon the perfect cornerstone.
Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, and joyfully shout to the rock of salvation. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Sing to the sing Lord, to the shout, Lord. To, the shout Lord. To the Lord, enter his presence with songs of thanksgiving. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Alleluia, God is our salvation. Alleluia, magnify his name. Alleluia, praise and adoration. Alleluia, alleluia, spread his fame. King of kings, Lord of lords, the depth, the height, the sea and the dry land are in his hand. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, and joyfully shout to the rock of salvation. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Sing to him, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Shout to him, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Worship him, alleluia, 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 amen, 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 amen.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.